We want an independent investigation into alleged police brutality and for charges against demonstrators to be withdrawn. It follows weeks of escalating protests triggered by a controversial extradition bill. Andrew Thomas is live for us in Hong Kong. Andrew, how many people are on the streets?
Probably about 100,000, Peter. This is a particularly significant protest because those protesting are civil servants. They work for the government, a government that they have come out and defied by protesting against. An open letter was sent out on Thursday by the head of the civil service here in Hong Kong, telling civil servants, teachers, doctors, other professionals who work for the government not to come out and protest, because to do so would be to put the idea of impartiality of the civil service at risk. But they've been defied. We're expecting tens of thousands. We think there was well over 100,000 people here, right in the heart of Hong Kong, in a park right beneath one of the main bank buildings here in the centre of this city, and the people just spilled right out of that park into the streets all around. They were hundreds deep. Now, these protests started, of course, in June. We had further protests throughout July, and here we are now on the 2nd of August, and the protests show no sign of dying down at all. We've got more due on Saturday, two on Sunday, and then there are calls for a general strike on Monday. Now, this protest was completely peaceful. It was quite a festive atmosphere, in fact. People had cars driving past, blaring out of the music of Les Miserables, the musical, the revolution song from that. It's become something of an anthem for this movement. People seem to be going now. There's been a bit of rain in the last half hour or so, which has perhaps dampened things a little, but certainly no sign of violence. But in the last week, there have been more days with protests than there have been days without. And it looks as though that will continue throughout the month of August.